Managing glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth is a challenge not only in conservation tillage cotton, but also in other commodities such as Roundup Ready soybeans. As the county extension agent in the first Georgia county to be confirmed with glyphosate resistance, it's been a challenge helping these growers with this issue. Erratic rainfall patterns has made it very challenging to activate residual herbicides in dryland production. These residual herbicides is the foundation for any type of herbicide program to manage this pest. This is why some of the growers in my area are going from dryland production and trying to pick up more irrigated production, and also going to more conventional types of tillage systems. These erratic rainfall patterns have also made planting windows during planting time very, very narrow for growers to put in their crops. Growers in my area have also gone to alternative means of weed control. Growers in Macon County have started plowing or cultivating cotton again, and hand weeding has become more and more of a common occurrence. This hand weeding is very time consuming and very expensive. One grower has told me that he spends upwards to $100 an acre on hand pulling, depending on the plant populations. And a few years ago, growers have never dreamed of going back to these alternative methods of control. So the objective of this study was to determine the impact of cover crops and herbicide programs in managing glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in dryland conservation tillage cotton. This field experiment was conducted in a dryland cotton field in Macon County, Georgia in 2008. The plot size was 12 by 30 feet, replicated four times, and Phytogen 485 wide strike, Roundup Ready Flex, was the cotton variety that was planted. We used a factorial treatment arrangement that included four cover crops, two cover crop termination dates, and three different herbicide systems. The four cover crops used included wheat, oat, rye, and a conventional or no cover crop treatment. And these cover crops were planted in early November 2007. Two termination dates were used, a 2 and 4 week before planting termination date. And we terminated the cover crop at the 4 week before planting date, and that was early, that was late March 2008. Three herbicide systems was used in this test. The first one was a no herbicide system. The second was a glyphosate-based system, and the third one was a ignite-based system. The glyphosate and ignite-based systems were similar in that we used Prowl Reflex pre-emerge and Direx MSMA at lay-by. And we were very lucky to have the pre-emerge herbicides activated 5 days after planting in this test. We collected data at several times during this field experiment. The biomass accumulation among the different cover crops was taken at planting. Palmer amaranth control was taken at early, mid, and late season. We also looked at visual cotton injury from herbicide applications, and this test was taken to yield. The biomass accumulation at planting. On the y-axis is the plant matter in pounds per acre at planting, and on the x-axis includes the cover crops. This shows the interaction between the two termination dates and the cover crops. When the cover crops were terminated 2 weeks before planting, we had more effective Palmer amaranth control compared to terminating the crop at 4 weeks. As you can see, when the oats, we accumulated more biomass when the oats was terminated at 2 weeks before planting in the right-hand picture compared to the 4 week termination date. The Palmer amaranth control at 4 weeks after planting. On the y-axis is the percent Palmer amaranth control, and the cover crop is on the x-axis. This data was averaged over all three herbicide programs. So we're looking at the interaction between the Palmer control, we're looking at the interaction between the two termination dates and the cover crops. When the cover crops were terminated at 2 weeks before planting, we've seen more effective Palmer amaranth control compared to the 4 weeks. And also keep in mind that only the pre-emerge herbicides were applied at this time. This is the rye cover, which was terminated at 2 weeks before planting. When the Palmer amaranth control ratings were done, we rated the whole plot. But when we did the tillage, when we had the bare ground from the strip till operation, we started seeing Palmer amaranth escapes. This is the Palmer amaranth control at 4 weeks after planting. But this time, the data was averaged over the two kill dates. So we're looking at the interaction between the three herbicide programs and the cover crops. In the untreated or no herbicide programs, the cover crops gave us about 40% control. But when the cover crops was used in conjunction with the herbicide programs, they were the most effective. And in the conventional or no cover treatment, the pre-emerge herbicides alone were not as effective. Here is the no cover or conventional type tillage system with the pre-emerge herbicides. When these pre-emerge herbicides are activated in a timely manner, we get very effective control. And we got good control in the cover crops too. But keep in mind, the pre's were activated. And you can also see this in the rye cover crop. This is the Palmer amaranth control at lay-by. This data was averaged over both kill dates again. So we're looking at the interaction between the three herbicide programs and the cover crops. At this time, the pre-emerge and the post-emerge herbicides are applied. Again, in the untreated or no herbicide treatment, the cover crops gave us less than 40% control. But now we're starting to see a difference between the Ignite-based programs and the glyphosate-based programs. And the site where this test is being conducted has a very heavy glyphosate-resistant population. So the Ignite-based programs are more effective than the glyphosate-based programs. This is the Palmer amaranth control at harvest. This data was averaged over all four cover crop scenarios. So we're looking at the interaction between the two termination dates of the cover crops and the herbicide programs. The Ignite-based programs are more effective than the glyphosate-based programs. But we also have to think about, we have to be very timely with our Ignite-based programs. Some of the larger growers in the area are having trouble due to the amount of acres that they produce. The oat cover crop terminated 4 weeks before planting in a glyphosate-based program. We're starting to see a few escapes come through the treatments. But this is the same oat cover crop in a Ignite-based program with a very effective program when we're very timely with the Ignite. Visual injury was also noted during this field experiment. We've seen injury from the post-emerge herbicide applications. We've seen 15% injury from a Roundup dual application at 5 days after treatment. But we also seen 30% injury from the Ignite dual at 5 days after treatment. But the cotton quickly grew out of it, as we've seen less than 5% at 14 days after treatment. This is the cotton yield. On the y-axis is yield, seed cotton yield per acre, and on the x-axis is the herbicide program. And this data was averaged over all four cover crops and the two kill dates. With timely Ignite applications, the Ignite program was more effective, or we had a higher seed cotton yield in the Ignite-based programs than the WeatherMax programs. So in conclusion, the greater level of biomass produced better suppression of Palmer amaranth, but we must develop practices eliminating bare soil or escape Palmer amaranth in the strip. Prowl plus Reflex provided excellent control for over 3 weeks, but we received timely rainfall. The Ignite-based programs were more effective than the Roundup programs in dryland conservation tillage production. Neither cover crop nor termination date impacted seed cotton yield, and yields were greater with the Ignite-based program as compared to the Roundup-based program. I'd like to thank Georgia Cotton Commission and Cotton Incorporated for their support in this project. Is there any questions? What was that question again? They were the same. No, that has cover crop rates. So they were probably a little bit lower. Yes, sir. There might have been a little bit, but the cover crop gave us enough suppression of the Palmer amaranth, and we were, in the Ignite-based programs, we were getting very, very timely applications. So the Ignite gave us time to put out our lay-by applications.
Any other questions? Let's thank our speaker.